We have a special word today from Brenda Zapp, who was baptized at Easter with our faith family. So Brenda, please share us your story.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
I have my testimony I want to say to you. My name is Brenda Zapp. I have lived a horrible life that no child ever should have to go through. My family, we weren't taught the faith. We have to learn that on our own as we were growing up. We moved a lot of times. I never got to make friends with anybody because I didn't know if I was ever going to make a friend. So we kept moving. Well, we had moved to a home out in the country, and we came across this family. They asked us if we wanted to go to church on Wednesday. Now, whoever thought we'd go to church on Wednesday, you know? I said, sure, I'd love to go to church. So we went, and I had a really good time. We learned about the Bible, gone to the gym and played in the gym, and had a really good time. On our way home, they had asked us if we enjoyed ourselves. And I said, yeah, I did. I really did enjoy myself. Well, would you like to go to church with us Sunday? Well, yeah, sure, I'll go to church with you Sunday. That ought to be fun. So we went to church Sunday. After Sunday, we had sat there and had lunch, went back to church. Thought, who goes to church twice on a Sunday? Well, we did, and we had a lot of fun with that, too. But it wasn't quite what I expected. So we moved again, moved away from that family, and they became family to me. I still keep in touch with them, talk to them here and there, and see how they are doing. She just celebrated her 90th birthday. Well, as my journey went on, we had moved out into Davison again. And there was this arcade right here in Davison. And that's where I met my husband. I have known my husband for quite some time, especially in junior high. He didn't know that I had a serious crush on him. I wrote in my yearbook, I love James, I love James, I love James, I love James. Who would have thought that this arcade would bring us together again? He never knew that I really, really did like him and loved him a lot. My dear sister that rests in heaven has asked him if he had a cigarette. Of course he did at the time. He doesn't know. He doesn't smoke no more, thank goodness. And that's how we became friends. As the years went on, 5 years later, he asked me if I would marry him. I said yes. So we have been married for 32 years as of May 29th of this year. Back in 82, we would be celebrating our 37 years of being together. Wow, has time flown by. And I hope that we get to spend another 37 years together. He asked me if I was baptized, and I had said no. And my sister had asked me when we were going for a ride, and she said that she was a Catholic and that she would be my sponsor. And I said, yes, let's do it. So she got a hold of the RCA team and got a hold of, look at her look down, Lorraine. And she says, I would like to have a consultation with you. And so I did. I went in, we had our consultation. She had let me know when the RCA team was gonna set up. So I came in and we came up to the front and seen Father Andy, and he had said that he would like us to go on and learn about Lord and our Father upstairs. That is where I have met our beautiful couple over there, Gary and Loretta. Whenever they spoke, I felt like I was listening to God and Jesus coming from their mouths. It made me feel like I was going back into time and witness everything that our Father and our Jesus, our brother, went through. And that was quite an experience to ever feel. And then I met my friend, TJ. He is the best friend you could ever ask for. Whenever you need something, he's there for you. We did it, TJ. We did it. I had become a Catholic. And with Father Andy, he asked me, "Are you ready to be baptized?" I said, "Oh, yes, I am." And down I went. I floated away from him, and he brought me back. And down I went again, and boy, I floated away from him again, and I knew he was not done with me. And down I went again. And I tell you what, that was the best experience I had ever felt in my whole entire life. And then there is Joyce. Joyce has been there. She goes above and beyond. She's been there when I need her the most. And I sure hope when you join this RCA team, you'll get to meet these beautiful people that I've gotten to meet today. We're not just friends, we're family. We became a family. And that's what it's all about. And I want to thank you for letting me be part of the Catholic family. Thank you.